This poem is called Pincushion. I've always liked the photograph of Nora Kennedy, not kissing babies, but lying on the cooling board, knowing that future generations will trace his mangled features. And while on one afternoon I take a shovel and dig an old family from under the cherry blossom and leave them on the kitchen floor, the mother banged nails in her hands, waiting for stigmata. She was lipstick thin, soaked in gin and kava. She hid behind the curtains and rested the weight of her serpentine jewels, took in 14-year-old fools and made lovers from them and their fathers. The father was a Monet of misfortune, every sad, small impression devised a requiem of sadness, a misshapen canopy of guilt. He smoked pear cigarettes and tended his curio jars of eyes and ears and shrunken heads. He wanted to be an hourglass child. The sister sat golden like Christ between two thieves, breasts draped in rosary beads. On one ear, Cassiope kissed and caressed her on the oboe, while in face, the devil made grammatical suggestions and fallacial indiscretions. She was just a vessel, a pot, a petal. The brother ate living things trapped with jam in garbage bins. His phrenology suggested genius or incest. The capricious premise. Spectacular kiss. He married a pincushion aerosol queen.